Hello. Ow. Ow. This is Connect the Dots radio show. When you hear that music, that guitar playing, that bassy guitar, you know it's time to connect the dots. Just imagine creatures from all over the world dancing on motherships as this music plays. If they're listening, that is. That's a good question. Do motherships, can they pick up radio frequencies? Do they listen to radio shows? Or do they have the ability to listen to the show telepathically without the mechanical devices? Wild thoughts to think about. But meanwhile, back here on Earth, oh my God, what is happening? You know, for those of you who don't know, this is call-in radio show. And during the show, something I'm talking about, you want to make a comment on, hey, pick up the phone and call in. The number is 888-627-6008. Or if you have had some personal experiences with extraterrestrials recently, hey, call in the number, 888-627-6008, and tell us about it. I've talked to people who've had experiences with ETs before. Unfortunately, most of them had the experiences with the negative ETs, being abducted and all sorts of things like that. Hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's right, I have a book out there. It's been out there for over a year now or so, but you know, I talk about so many things in this book that you never hear about on any radio show or any TV show. Things that, you know, we all know about Corey Good and David Wilcox. You know, they have first-hand relationships with the Galactic Federation and other star creatures. But I have things in my book that they never even mention or perhaps don't even know about it. In fact, some of the things they don't know anything about, things that I've experienced. You know, I do my own investigations, and I bring things to the table that nobody else has ever brought to the table, too. Plus, I have pictures of spacecraft, that's right, hovering right here, not that far off the ground on our dear Mother Earth, pictures of crafts that nobody has ever displayed before. You know, what can I say? I have what I have, and it's in my book. Pictures say 1,000 words, and I have at least 100 pictures, photos in my book. Connect the Dots Theory. You can get it anywhere. Google Play, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can even get the it's not a hardcover, a regular 8.5 by 11 size book. Yeah, and I recommend you get that. Sure, it costs more money, but you have the 8.5 by 11 book with the full size pages of photos and enlarged photos of things you have never seen before. And I can say that because I'm the only one who ever put these pictures out like this. I've gone looking at other people's books, videos, everything, and nobody has the photos that I have in my book, Connect the Dots Theories. So much for that. Hey, if you go to my website, that's right, I am a U.S. presidential candidate, 2020, PresidentTomEdison.com. You'll see, I stand by what I say. I mentioned there that the quick kill remedy for the coronavirus is sound waves. It's really that simple. We could probably do it with a tuning fork if we had the exact frequency. You know, I put in my request for funding, no response. You know, they want to throw all your tax dollars at these virus people. You know, horrible creatures like Devil Gates and Fake Fossey. You know, they're only interested in making money off your suffering, and they're in with the New World Order, too. They want to use the vaccines to kill millions of people, and they're going to do it intentionally because there's still a lot of stupid people out there that believe this crap they're telling you. And there's, you know, too bad there isn't a rebuttal to commercials out there, because it caught my eye the other day. It's been around for ages, these commercials. Get your flea flu shot, yeah, protect you from the fleas. Get your free flu shot, and by getting your free flu shot at CVS and some other despicable stores, you can protect, other people and blah, blah, blah. A friggin' lie. You're not protecting anybody. You're risking the danger of harming yourself and maybe even killing yourself. That's the bottom truth. You're not protecting anybody. This is a friggin' outright lie, and they can't prove it's not. And I'm glad to give that rebuttal. You know, if you're listening to my show, you probably know this already. All, it's nothing but a bunch of lie about vaccines. They're illogical. There is no proof that they're safe. There's no way that when somebody is ready to stick that needle and inject those poisons, and yes, all vaccines have poisons in them, there's no way that person telling you it's safe could possibly know if that's safe, what they're injecting you. They haven't a clue. They didn't manufacture this stuff. And I guarantee you when the Devil Gates vaccine comes out, or whoever beats them to the punch on it, they're going to purposely tank it, because that's the New World Order agenda. They want to depopulate the world by 95%. And right now, they're not killing enough people fast enough. And the vaccine is going to be their next giant move to deliberately kill people. Don't underestimate these evil creatures. You know, they're ruled by the evil ETs. You know, there's good ETs and there's evil ETs. And who are the evil ETs? They're the ungodly ones. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a they have hearts, but hearts without feeling. And it's a question if they even have a soul. But they're the ones who've been ruling our world for hundreds of thousands of years. They're the ones who ruled the Illuminati, the New World Order, the 13 ruling families. Oh, yeah, there's a video out now that if you go look in my tweets on Twitter, I gave mention to it. That's right, I'm on Twitter. Hey, you want to find out about it, go to BBS Radio. Go look at my show, Connect the Dots. You know, Saturday, Station 1, 10 p.m. Pacific time. And scroll around, you'll find out about my tweets, my hashtag, and search my tweets. You'll see I always have informative things out there. And what can I say? There's a video out now where somebody gives you the list of the 13 ruling families. And so much for that. They're all on the dark side. Hey, but the good news is things are changing. Our vibrations are getting higher. The Earth is halfway in the third dimension and halfway in the fifth dimension, and vibrating faster every day. The light from the center of the galaxy is coming our way and getting more intense every day. And it's our job to participate. We can make it happen sooner. Wouldn't you like to end all this crap sooner? Well, you have to participate. The global meditations are happening. Again, go to Twitter. You'll find it out. Best place is at CobraInfo1. I usually retweet the things myself on Twitter that tell us of the days of importance. There's one coming up in November. And the last one regarding this year will be in December on the solstice. Hey, we're into autumn, you know. How about that? This is October, man. You know what's happening on October night? If you're in New York City, every October 9th, people show up across from the Dakota Hotel in Central Park at Strawberry Fields, and they sing Beatles songs in honor of John Lennon. And because he was actually murdered there. Wow, has time flown. 40 years ago. Hard to believe. John Lennon was murdered 40 years ago. Is that hard to believe? But they celebrate his birthday every October 9th in Central Park, right across the street from the Dakota. And a couple of guys bring guitars and stuff. And once in a while, a small band of guitar players, keyboard players show up, and everybody's singing Beatles songs all day long and all into the night until the police decide to chase you out. You know how it is nowadays. They might not even allow it to happen now with all these stupid COVID rules. And just let me remind everybody, anybody that tells you it's important to put a mask on and just general behavior, you know, in general, your governors, your city councils, they're all stupid, and they're all lying to you, and they're listening to the fake doctors that are telling you. The real doctors tell you the mask is unhealthy, and that's what I'm telling you, too. You know, it's a totalitarian gesture being forced upon us. They want to see how much they can subdue the people. You know, the mask represents a muzzle. They're silencing you. They're destroying humanity with this. Society is based on people showing their faces and smiling and talking and hugging. And believe me, we're not, you know, you can't believe the statistics. The whole thing is a big friggin' lie. Now, here's the problem, you know. This lie has been going on for over 6 months now. Those of us that have done the investigations have found out they are lying. The government is lying about everything. The propaganda scientists are lying about everything. This is a big hoax to take control of humanity and destroy humanity. Everybody wearing a mask, you're helping destroy your health. You're allowing, you're listening to the misinformation given to you to trick you into destroying your health. You know? Stop being a good Nazi. Stop the baying the Fuhrer out there, the new Fuhrers, all the governors, their new Fuhrers, with the exception, I would say, of the governor of South Dakota in America here. She's the only one who hasn't ordered people to do anything. But all these people making all these lockdown laws and ordering people to wear masks, these people are your enemy. They are stupid traitors. They are just showing you how stupid they are, and none of them should ever get elected to office again. You know? Really. But if you might not even survive till you get to vote against them, because you're following their stupid rules, which is only weakening you. And all these lies about people going to parties and catching things and the virus spreading, it doesn't matter if the virus spreads when 99% of people get cured. You know, it's no worse than a friggin' cold, period. You know? Remember the before 6 months ago, colds were going around just as usual, as they do every year, and there's no way to protect against it. People catch them, and they don't, you know, and you get better. Well, this is the same thing with the coronavirus. Anybody who has died from it is because they have existing conditions, and this thing was designed to prey on people with existing conditions. Don't forget, Devil Gates and all his other buddies that make the vaccines, that's right, they did this on purpose. They genetically altered a common virus so it would kill people with that had complications in their health systems already. This was all planned like that, you know? So they're getting a few more deaths here and there. And those are people that have compromised situations. But that was designed to happen. You know, the general population is not being affected by this. When you have a 99% recovery rate, it doesn't matter if you catch it. So what's with all this hype on the news about, talk about the insanity. If you're paying attention really what's going on, and you won't know what's going on unless you're going on the Internet and finding out, do you realize in the country of New Zealand, it used to be a free country, it's got a devil woman who's head of it right now. She recently locked down her country again for 4 cases of coronavirus. And these people didn't even die. They just got sick or something. 4 people. The whole country, the millions and millions of people that live in New Zealand are under lockdown now. And plus, they changed the laws to make it a total totalitarian government. New Zealand is a totalitarian dictatorship now. The police have the right to knock down your door and accuse you of having the virus and just drag you out and put you in a concentration camp. That's right, New Zealand. Go look on the Internet. Don't take my word for it. And guess what? Australia's not far behind. They've got the same, almost as bad things where the police suspect you have coronavirus, someone in your house has, and they can knock down the door again, drag you out, and put you in a concentration camp. That's it. But New Zealand, 4 people catch the virus, and the crazy devil woman who's the prime minister, whatever her stupid title is, dictator, Miss Dictatorship, whatever her name is, I don't want to even say her name, you know? She is a disgrace. She is a walking time bomb. She has locked down her country over 4 people. Is that sickening or right? You know, New Zealand used to be a democracy. Well, when the leader of the country creates stupid laws like that, look what we got going here in America. Sleepy Joe Biden. We could call him Creepy Joe. We could call him Crazy Joe Biden, too. Yeah, he's been out there yapping away. Yeah, he gets elected president. He's going to force everyone to wear a mask. Well, that just shows you what a stupid jerk he is. That just shows you he's in with the New World Order, because forcing people to wear masks ruins their immune system. You know, they want to try to milk this and kill as many people as possible. And it's time everybody stands up against this and says, enough is enough. You know? We know they're lying to us about everything. Government is lying to us. The media is lying to us. And we have to put an end to this. We can't allow our lives to be destroyed by liars. They've destroyed the world economy already, but they won't be. They're not happy with that. They want to really kill people. Come on, this is it. It's the New World Order, Agenda 21. That's why the UN and the WHO are all behind all this bullshit, because they're in with the New World Order. They're owned by the New World Order. New World Order owns the World Health Organization. They own every government in the world, including ours. They own the bankers. They own the CIA. They own the FBI. They own the other secret agencies of the world. They pretty much own our world, the New World Order. They own all the key people. They bought them out, or they mind-controlled them with high-tech technologies. They really own California. Look what they do there. Your stupid governor, Gavin Boy, he's a New World Order puppet. I mean, he's going for puppet of the year, I think, with all his stupid decisions. He's worse than the last guy, Jerry Brown, who became a traitor. Used to be a good guy and then became a traitor. Same with Pelosi. She used to be a decent person, and then she became a traitor. Well, California, boy, they are, that's, you know, a totalitarian state in America here, California. So is Oregon and Washington State also. More ridiculous COVID rules in Washington State. More attempts to break down your door and falsely accuse you of being sick. And this is the only thing, so-called illness, that you don't really have to be sick. They just accuse you of being sick, and they use these fake tests to do it. And then there's no rationale or no mention that, well, 99% of the people are going to recover. So why should 99 people have to wear a mask because one person might not recover? And maybe if these people that are really concerned about it, but they're not, of course, if people were taught real health care, I don't think anybody would be dying of this. That's right. But real health care is not taught. No, sirree. They give you all the wrong information. They want you to go out and eat fast food, which is not good for your health. They want you to put a mask on, which is not good for your health. They want you to get a vaccine, which further destroys your health. And they want you, to play along with their stupid game. They want to isolate you at home, you know. The psychological effects of isolating a population and preventing us from physical contact, it's a psychological nightmare. Do you realize how much damage they're doing to us by this? That should be brought up and talked about, too. But it's not. But I'm talking about it because, come on, we can't tolerate this nonsense. We're listening to idiots in government. We're listening to mind-control puppets. And we're listening to money-hungry doctors and vaccine makers that are willing to go along with this insanity. And we just can't allow this to continue. If you ever heard of the Magna Carta, go read it. You know, the Magna Carta, a document from the 1200s. That's right, way back then. Part of our U.S. Constitution was, they borrowed a lot of things out of the Magna Carta. You know, like no taxation without representation. Your tax dollars are being wasted right now. You know, in America, we know that the politicians don't represent us, but they're wasting billions of your tax dollars going to pharmaceutical companies to find a vaccine. A vaccine that's not going to help you, and chances are it's going to be used to destroy you. And if you know anything about vaccines, they're loaded with poisons, and they weaken your immune system. They don't strengthen it. The doctors are friggin' lying to you. They've been lying to you for years because they haven't been challenged. I'm challenging them right here, you know? I guarantee there isn't a doctor on the face of this world that wants to promote a vaccine. If I challenge him publicly, I'll make him look like the biggest jerk that ever walked the face of this earth. And all I have to do is ask him some key questions, and we'll quickly learn that he doesn't know anything about real health care. What they teach in medical school is not real health care. It's pharmaceutical medicine. It's how to be a doctor and con people into taking the pharmaceutical medications that will give you the kick buddy back for. That's what it's all about. You know, looking into yourself, you know? And I guarantee you, if true health care was broadcast over the TV networks instead of this fake propaganda crap they're giving you, people would be getting better real fast, and probably nobody would be dying. If the hospitals practice real health care, no, the hospitals are killing people because they don't know anything about real health care, close to nothing, you know? If they can't work it with pharmaceutical concoctions, well, they'll just put the death certificate tag around your toe, you know? And the lying that's going on in the hospitals, the authority structure of the hospital, they're telling people from the top down, just listed as COVID, you know, regardless of what the people died for. So it's lies on top of lies on top of lies, and everybody is in on this scam who is an authoritative person, you know? It's unbelievable. We have to stop listening to these liars and deceivers and world manipulators and just right outright evil people that are controlling the whole situation. We have to stand up and talk out against it. We have to stop wearing the masks. We have to revolt in a way that makes sense. You know, like I said, the Magna Carta gives us the right to a lawful rebellion. I'll say that again. The Magna Carta gives us a right to a lawful rebellion. This is a legal document, And we need to take these legal documents, such as the Magna Carta, and fight these deceivers and liars and outright enemies of humanity that are succeeding at destroying society. This has to be done. Actions have to be taken. You know? We have to break free from this stranglehold that the authorities have around our necks. And, well, that's enough of that. That's all I have to say. But I just had to say that. Anyhow, hey, it's a call-in radio show. You can call in and give your two cents on the matter if you have a telephone. That's right. That's what you really need. You need a telephone to do this. So you extraterrestrials, if you're listening, if you don't have any telephones on the mothership, I don't know how you're going to do it. Well, you could beam down and use a local phone book. You know, we know you have that technology. And let me tell you, I know those technologies exist because I've talked to people on some of the secret time travel projects. Yeah, time travel exists also. This stuff goes way back. It's going on almost on 50 years now. These technologies have been hidden from us. Well, the good news is, hey, the event is coming up, the Galactic Federation of Light, Ash, Dark, and Man, Galactic Confederation, good guys from the galaxy, our brothers and sisters from the Pleiades, some of them from the Sirius system, Arcturians, some of them people from Andromeda. They're here in our solar system in groups, and they're working this ascension of planet Earth, and they're going to eventually land here and meet with us. That's right. And when they do land, finally, they're going to distribute the free replicators, just like on Star Trek, you know. Talk to the machine makes what you want. Amazing. Tachyon chambers, we need them right now. I hear they're available, $25,000 a pop, but who can afford that? You know, I mean, come on. If you have the technology and you're out there in our solar system, why don't you start bringing it down and distributing it to people you can trust? And there are people you can trust. Nobody in government, though, no. And I heard this plan about, like, when the good ETs finally show up with their motherships, and they're planning on going to the UN. You know, I've tweeted. I don't even know if they listened to tweets, but I don't have any direct connection to them. I mean, they can hear my thoughts, I guess, but that's a bad idea, going to the UN. These people are liars, untrustworthy, backstabbers. And how are you going to tell if they're lying to you or not? These are professional liars. They're anti-humanity. They're con artists. They're in with the New World Order. Why would you go to the United Nations for? Don't you understand? This is Earth. Earth is still ruled by evil, you know? And all the governments are controlled by the New World Order. You know, I've been hearing on Twitter, I'm sure other people have been hearing it too, that you guys are taking the bad guys out. Well, you haven't taken enough of them out yet, all right? If you are, I see very little proof that you've taken the bad guys out. But you've certainly not taken a lot of the key ones. You're allowing them to still run us into their realm with their evil control of us. They have control of all the key government people in the world. Aren't you aware of that? Don't you see what's going on, you know? You know, you've already made your case. You have the right to intervene. Well, intervene and stop the sham before it gets any worse. You know, people are suffering. I can't believe you guys want to see people suffer. Well, you had the technology to just come in and clean house and do it, get it over with. You've been talking about it for a couple of years now. I mean, really, do it, you know? The longer you wait, the more people, innocent people, have to suffer here on this planet. Yeah, I know you want us to get our ass in gear, but I'd listen. You guys have a problem. You don't listen to good advice when you're getting it. If you listen to my show, you'll get good advice every week. But you guys obviously think you're too smart for us and that you know best. Yeah, you sure you know things, high-tech things that we don't have here. Your science is superior to Earth science. But at the same time, we know about our humanity. Some of us do, like myself, way better than any of you guys out there in the soul, in the galaxy do. You might be here, you might be watching, you might be listening, but geez, you know? This whole thing could have been wrapped up. I've been asking you guys for 2 years to, like, hey, you know, meet with some of us. I've asked for you guys, you know, you could talk about billions of motherships out in the solar system. Well, aren't one of those motherships equipped with a phone? Isn't there? Well, billions of motherships must mean billions upon billions of good galactic friends, brothers and sisters. Well, you need to be responsive. Am I the only one on planet Earth who's asking you to come talk to me and learn about what could be done in the meantime? You want us to do our part? Well, we all could be doing a lot more if you followed some of the suggestions I put out there on Twitter. Well, obviously, you know, I guess you don't have, you're not watching what people tweet on Twitter. There's probably about 100 people out there that we've have it all pegged down and we know what needs to be done and all this stuff. But you only have to at least talk to one of us, and from what I gather, you're not. You know, forget about Corey Good and David Wilcox. Sure, they seem like great people, and you do your things with them, but they don't have solutions, okay? I'm somebody who has solutions, you know? Is anybody else claiming to have solutions? Well, I there's plenty of things we could be doing here right now on planet Earth, with a little help from our friends out there in the motherships. But you guys don't obviously understand what responsiveness is. When somebody's calling for help and assistance, you need to respond, you know? It's like a fire call, you know? When the firehouse gets called, they go to the fire. Well, there's a fire here going on Earth, plenty of fires everywhere, all around the world, West Coast, California, all across the United States and all across the world, plenty of fires going. Well, start responding, you know? I'm making the fire call here, you know? I'm dialing 911. I'm placing the call to you guys out there, you know? I mean, really, you need to respond instantaneously. If you're not doing that, man, you have got a lot to learn. You ought to land tomorrow just to find out what you can learn from us. Really. You know? I've heard all your excuses, too. You know, I listen to Twitter. I listen to Cobra Info One. You know, he's doing his job, his part. But whoever's making the decisions out there on the spacecraft, the Ashtar Command, whoever it is, doesn't matter who you are. This message is to you. You know? You need to be more responsive. You need to consult people like myself that know the ins and outs of how to deal with the evil crap on this planet. You can deal with it maybe on the fourth and fifth dimension and up in the stratosphere and behind the moon and on Mars and all stuff like that that we can't hear on Earth. But you don't know how to deal with the regular common authoritative people here. You don't. You know, we're not, you know, the authorities here, they're all crooks. They're all ignorant. They're all stupid, pretty much, virtually all of them, okay? You know, it's like the backwards of coronavirus. 1 out of 100 might be intelligent. In fact, we know it's not even that. I mentioned this last week. I'm going to keep mentioning this to wake everybody up who's listening. About 10 years ago when the FBI did an analysis of how many people in the U.S. Congress, which is 535 people, 435 in the House, 100 in the Senate, you know. Occasionally there's a territory added onto the House of Representatives. But basically, 535 people in the U.S. Congress, the FBI wanted to find out, this is about 10 years ago, how many people were trustworthy. The answer they came up with is two. So what's that? One in 275 people? I mean, really? It's that bad, you know? If you're listening out there, extraterrestrials, that's how bad it is with government people. And you're planning on coming here and meeting with the government people. Man, didn't you catch it? Weren't you paying attention back in 1953 when Valiant Thor met with President Eisenhower and offered us things, free energy and stuff like that? And the president had to listen to the real world leaders and tell them no, you know? Well, what do you think is going to happen this time around, you know? I mean, really? You're going to be talking to liars and crooks and puppets of the New World Order, and they'll just lie to you. Oh, yeah, we want your help, and oh, yeah, this and that, you know. And they'll be lying on top of lying, and I don't think you're even qualified to be able to understand who's a liar and who's, you know, lying on top of lying on top of lying. You know, I mean, it's... You know, I don't know. I'm probably talking to the wall here because you guys probably don't even turn in. And you probably don't pay attention to my tweets either. So I'll just end this one-way conversation now. And forget about you guys are never going to call into my show because you don't know how to respond. And so much for that. No, you can't telepathically communicate into my show. It's meaningless. It's a listening audience. You know, you have to be live on the air. This is a live show. Are you afraid to step out of the spacecraft or something? I don't get it, you know. You made your offer to remind everybody the Pleiadians, it's been over a year that they made their offer. If you have private property, they're willing to meet with you on your private property, okay? Fortunately, I don't have private property, or otherwise I would have took you up on that. But I'm a poor person, what can I tell you? Monetarily born. And so much for that. I just had to get that out. Well, what can I say? Hey, I watched the last debate, and it was kind of amusing, you know. I was looking for more comical things to happen, but they didn't. I guess the most amazing thing came out of it. Well, people took notice that two places on Joe Biden, there was wires sticking out. Well, now what does that say? In other words, his own party didn't trust him to be able to say what he needed to say, so they were telling him while the debate was going on how to answer the question or how to respond to something Trump said. And, you know, I mean, that disqualifies him right there. Says he, one, he's a crook. Two, he's an idiot because he doesn't have a talk on his own. Three, he's not a leader. And, you know, he believes in the fake science. He believes in the propaganda scientists who tell us the lies. Why would you want to vote for somebody like that? Unbelievable. What else? Shortly after the debate, lo and behold, the president and his wife they've caught the coronavirus. So the doctors, we don't even know if the tests are accurate or not. And, I'll bet that they were purposely exposed to it, or a worse version of it. And sure, the info is out there already. It's a genetically modified virus to make people sick. And I wouldn't be surprised if they smeared his whole inside of his plane with it. Yeah, sure, they said he picked it up from somebody else, but there's so many ways they could sabotage the president with this coronavirus thing, and obviously he doesn't know that much about healthcare, otherwise he'd be in he'd be able to withstand it. Of course, we don't know how badly they contaminated him, but I guarantee he was contaminated on purpose. That's what the New World Order does with people that don't kiss their butt. I believe they did it with the guy in England, Boris Johnson, because ever since he recovered from the coronavirus, I mean, first of all, he won the election last year, and he started stumbling as soon as Halloween came along, and he couldn't keep his words on his Halloween promise. Then he started making bad decisions and just moping along. And then he finally caught the coronavirus and got really sick. They probably contaminated him, too. And then after he regains his health, he's nothing but a good little puppet now and further destroying the United Kingdom, Great Britain, from within. I mean, this is how it works in this world, unfortunately. And he obviously is another jerk, doesn't know anything about health care. It's typical of politicians. Most politicians know nothing about health care. Most doctors and scientists know nothing about real health care. You know, if you want to go to somebody with a degree known as a doctor, your best chance is go to somebody who practices 5,000-year-old Chinese medicine that uses only herbs. As far as official doctors go, that's probably your best choice. Of course, many of the new age people aren't allowed to do so many things because the system is set up against them. There are a lot of new age people, but there aren't that many of them out there. I know some of the modern cures regarding herbs and medicines and vitamins. But that's it. If you feel you have to go to a formalized doctor, make sure it's a doctor who practices Chinese medicine, authentic Chinese medicine, using herbs only. And, of course, you want to take that damn mask off because your breath is half your life force. You listen to my show, I give you tips all the time. You know, you want to drink the proper water, too. You know, spring water is okay, but there's energized water you can buy. You can buy catalysts for that. And there's something called John Ellis water. You can buy the machine. It turns any water into low surface tension water. That's what makes it more solubility. You're 70% water. You should be ingesting good water. And you should be getting plenty of fresh air. I mean, it's no masks. You need to be out there in the daylight getting sunlight, vitamin D, or take a supplement, you know. They're finally admitting that the proper amount is 5,000 IUs after 40 or 50 years of lying to you and telling you that you didn't need that much. They finally came around to it in the last couple of years, and now you can feel safe about taking 5,000 IUs of vitamin D. And there's so many other things you can do to keep good health. Stay away from the bad foods. Eat only, you know, limit yourself to the bad foods. Certainly stay away from fast food. You know, I mean, besides that, haven't you heard that they're putting the, you know, they got chopped up babies. That's right, chopped up human flesh, chopped up dead carcasses of people. They're showing up in places like McDonald's and some of the other chains. You know, it's sad, but this is where the world is now, and they're getting away with it. Come on, McDonald's, they can get away with anything they want. You know, they're big-time players. Everybody, their meat consumption helps burn down the Amazon forest. You know, why isn't that being talked about on mainstream media news? And I mean, it's really crazy what's going on. It's really crazy. That's all I got to say. If it was any more crazier, it would be insane. But that's the nonsense we're going through. I mean, it's really, really very, very bad what's going on. But there's plenty of things you can do for your health. You need to do your own investigation. And once again, just to remind everybody, the quick kill to coronavirus is using sound waves. I guess you'll have to do your own science and find out the frequency, broadcast the frequency, and that'll probably nullify it. Oh, man. Let me just change the tune here. I talk about tunes. We're talking about music. That's right. I've got a new music video out there. It's called Now Is the Time. That's right. Now is the time for everything. Now is the time to take off the mask. Now is the time to give the finger to government. Now is the time to call for the arrest dangers to humanity, like Devil Gates. He's a danger to humanity. He needs to be arrested and charged with attempted mass murder. That's right. There's the charge right there. And his supply of coronavirus needs to be destroyed. Same with Fake Fauci. His supply of COVID-19 needs to be destroyed. And the formulas for these things need to be destroyed, too, because these things are only being used against humanity. And that's a good place to start. You know, we need to start calling for the arrest and prosecution of these criminals. You know, just because they have money, they're getting away with murder. Come on. Bill Gates has killed millions of people in Africa with his vaccines already. How much more proof do we need? You know? He flashes the motto on his office headquarters. He wants to depopulate the world. Well, I mean, put two and two together here, you know, connect the dots. Anyhow, I got a new music video out called Now Is the Time. It's mostly entertaining music with entertaining video, but in the last 45 seconds of the song, I have a small set of lyrics, and it's philosophical, and it talks about the graduation of our human race. Come on, everybody, take your place. And that's essentially what we're approaching, the graduation of our human race. Once the ETs finally land, that will be graduation day. And from that point on, it'll be nothing but good things happening, but that hasn't happened yet. We've got a war against humanity going now. Government is our enemy. The police are our enemy when they're willing to enforce ridiculous laws related to curfews and other stupid things. You know, the whole police thing has to be changed. But so much for that. Philosophical songs. This is my latest philosophical songs. Now is the time. Now is the time to take care of all these issues and prepare yourself for the graduation of the human race. Come on, everybody, take your place. And I've got other philosophical songs out there on YouTube. You know, these are music videos out on YouTube.com. I've got one called Anatomy, where I talk about the dawn of the new age has begun. The wheels have been set in motion. It's up to you and me to keep it rolling, you know? I've got a song called The Earth, She Loves You. It's about Mother Earth taking us on a journey across the galaxy, across the ages of the zodiac. The Earth's taking us there, and we're going with her if we are willing to ascend and leave the old stuff behind. You know, if you were a reader of the Bible, you know, Jesus talked about these things. You know, when the moment comes, don't try to hold on to something from the past or you're going to miss the train, so to speak. You better just go out there and grasp onto it while it's happening and go with the flow, because the earth is going to split into two realities. It's existing. The planet itself is existing in both realities. It's existing in this 3D that's still controlled by the dark side, and it's beginning to exist in the age of light, the age of Aquarius. It has a dual reality now, planet Earth. The new reality was started on January of 2019. So, you know, we're just in the beginning of it, but it's going to progress. I hear the vibration is increasing. In fact, there are videos, music videos out there, more or less they're information videos put out by the Pleiadians, the Syrians, Archangel Michael. There's a lot of good ones out there you can listen to help you focus on the energy coming in. I listened to this one by Archangel Michael. When I get, it's only 19 minutes long. When I get done listening to it, I feel the energy above my head. Just listening to the video, you know, closing my eyes and relaxing after 19 minutes. And it's a good one, too. It talks about our history, how we've been subdued by the dark side, who are really sucking our energy off. They're the ones who helped turn off our 10 of our 12 DNA strands. They have, we've heard it from the scientists where we have two active DNA strands. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. You need to start talking to your DNA. It's not as crazy as it sounds, you know? The power of your mind is godly almost, you know? It's really that powerful. Your mind is that powerful. And you need to start using it. And you can talk to your DNA and tell it to turn itself on. Seriously, you don't have to do it verbally, but it might help. Because you can telepathically think it. It's the same thing, you know. And you need to talk to your DNA. Your DNA is your friend. You know that? Your DNA is your friend. And you should have no problem talking to it. Just believe that it's listening to you, and you want your 12 strands to be active, because then you can communicate to the whole universe, and you'll be aware of things that you weren't aware of before. You know? I mean, these are important things to understand. And you can start by just talking to yourself, talking to your DNA, you know, picture the two strands, picture the other 10 strands that need to be connected. And your body, your human body, is one of the greatest computers ever put into existence, you know, except it's laying dormant. That's why scientists say we don't use 95% of our brain, and that's related to the fact that we are not connected to all 12 DNA strands. You know, they've been disconnected. And the dark side is to blame for this. They've done this intentionally. And it enables them to suck the energy off us somehow. You know, it's kind of like in the Matrix, you know, when you're laying in that tube of liquid or container of liquid and you're asleep. And, well, something similar to that is what situation we are in when we're only running on two DNA strands. You know, it's like a big V12 motor, you know, powerful motor. It's only running on two cylinders. And that's partly what keeps us locked in this situation that we're locked into, you know. It would be better if all of our 12 DNAs were working, and that's what we want to concentrate and strive for, and that's why we should talk to our DNA. Hey, all I know is this, that, actually I know quite a bit, but I've got 20 music videos on YouTube.com. Check out the recent one, Now Is the Time. And enjoy the music, enjoy the video, and listen to the final statements. It's the graduation of our human race. Come on, everybody, take your place. That's right, we all have to participate. And then you can find some of the other videos on there that are philosophical. That's right, I do write philosophical songs. You could even say my song, Ain't No Justice, is philosophical. It's up there. It talks about all the crap that's going on. The Common Man talks about our predicament. Yeah, song upon song. And then I've got the party songs. Are You the Party in Kind? Yeah. You get to hear the guitar and guitar solo of that when I close my show. Then followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem too, you know. Gotta be somebody. We all want to be somebody. What can I say, you know? I wrote the song for everybody. I write my philosophical songs for everyone. There's so much happening now. You got to wake up. Get off the couch. Take off your sheeple suit and become a full human. And in order to become a full human, you need to have all your DNA working. You want to graduate into the new reality, the new age, because it's going to be an age where we're not going to be bothered by these negative forces anymore that are manipulating our world in a negative way. We're all going to be happy, smiling people in perfect health. And, of course, if you got $25,000, go out and buy yourself a tachyon chamber. I've called up and found out what it's all about. It makes perfect sense to me, you know. It's under a pyramid frame. If you know anything about pyramids, hey, if you don't, start reading my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll learn a little bit about pyramids. You know, they're magical devices. You don't have to plug them in. They just work once you make them accurately. That's right. It's in just one of 100 great things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I wrote it for, to be beneficial to humanity. You know, that's why many of the songs I've written to, they're philosophical, to be beneficial to humanity. And what could be better than that? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the presidential debates. I mean, really, it's almost playing out like professional wrestling, you know. I've always said that for years. I've been saying that, you know, in America, Democrats and Republicans, it's like professional wrestling. One decade, the Democrats are good. The next decade, the Democrats are bad. And they switch around. Right now, we're dealing with Democrats are the bad guys. Republicans are the good guys. But, you know, in the decades in the past, the Republicans, there was a day once when the Democrats were the good guys and Republicans were the bad guys. And it switched back and forth decade after decade. And it's just like professional wrestling, you know? If you watch professional wrestling, the guy that's the big hero and the good guy, all of a sudden, next week, he turns out to be the bad guy because that's what he's been scripted to be. And that's the way it works in politics, too, because the New World Order is like Vince McMahon. The New World Order decides, well, in case you don't know, Vince McMahon is the owner of the biggest professional wrestling organization in the world, WWE, used to be WWF. Anyhow, the New World Order is like the Vince McMahon of world control, and they call the shots, pretty much. They convince most people with money. And the ones that are obstinate, they have electronic mind control to mess with them and all kinds of other nasty things. Of course, they're messing with everyone's head right now with the 5G. You know, you better get yourself a microwave meter to project yourself, because that's the only way you're going to know is if you're being subjected to too much 5G, is if you have the microwave meter, you know? You might be wondering why you're not feeling good, why you're getting sick. You know, that's another thing. Works perfect with the COVID, you know. It weakens your immune system, the 5G system. That'll help you come victim to the COVID. Again, if you're in good health, you're not going to be victimized by the COVID thing, you know. That's why it's important to learn what true health care is, you know. See, if the news was mainstream media was really interested in you, they'd be telling you how to keep yourself healthy. No, they don't want to do that because they're in with the big pharmaceutical companies. They all want to make money and they all want their share of the profit. Hey, you can work with crystals too. That'll help you too, you know. Start finding out about it. You can buy books about it. You can go on the internet about it. Plenty of people are selling crystals. Learn to work with them. Crystals are good healing tools, too. That's right. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. And, hey, what can I tell you? Except I got 20 music videos on YouTube.com. The name is Tom Edison. Hey, visit my presidential website. I'm still running as an independent candidate. You can vote for me. Just write my name in. And if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're just perpetuating the insanity because these are the people that created all the problems. These are the people that are all the bribe takers. These are the people that have conned you into this coronavirus bullshit. And you're just going to get more of the same. And they're going to keep on lying to you and deceiving you. So if you're smart, you'll vote for an independent person, a non-political person like me, Tom Edison, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Okay, this is the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown and get out of here. Tell your friends to tune in next week. If you know any ETs, tell them to call in. Tell them to buy a phone first, I guess, and then call in. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here with the music, my music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I